Hello and welcome to the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, for the 18th of May, 2021. I'm joined by Carl. And today we're going to be talking about whether or not Lauren Southern can finally return to the UK now that we've legalized her criminal activity. Joe Rogan is right about wokeness, and also whether or not women must have vaginas. I saw a comment on Facebook that was just like, imagine if you asked these topics 30 years ago. Good God, we live in clown world.
Can this Canadian woman come to the UK? Well, I don't know. She was banned for suggesting that Allah was gay. Now, here's the Muslim gay pride parade.
Oh, boy. Anyway, before we get into it, just wanted to plug the premium podcast You Done with Bo about Pythias' voyage to Britain. So this is the counterpart to Hanno, who went round to Africa. Pythias went up to Britain. And was it maybe Iceland or certainly Iceland?
Well, it's hard to know, but it seems that he, from his account, it seems that he got right up to the north where the sea was frozen. So he probably went past Iceland and possibly around Scandinavia, but he definitely went to Britain. Came back with a really accurate description of Britain, actually, for the time.
Full of savages.
Yeah, full of savages, basically big triangular island, cold and wet, you know. But the thing is, the account of his journey is really fascinating. And it was incredibly brave as well, because it just seems to be him on, like, one Mediterranean-style ship, which is not designed for the open Atlantic Ocean. So it's very, very brave, and it's a miracle he came back, to be honest. So yeah, really good stuff. Really good stuff.
Certainly no galley. Anyway, yeah, so go and check that out if you haven't already, or sign up, of course, to access it because of this premium content at lotuseaters.com. But there's some other stuff here. Oh, yeah. So if you're sending in video comments, don't put any copyrighted music in the video comments, please, because issues with that. So don't do that.
Because laws.
Yeah. And also, we are hiring. Just wanted to mention again. So it's lotuseaters.com/careers. You can find here. We've got, we're hiring a video content presenter and also a video editor that we need for here, so we can make more video content for people, because it's the one thing we'd like to expand. So if you have the skills, you can work in Swindon, please apply on the website and we will look at your application. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into it. So, Lauren Southern. Remember Lauren Southern?
Vaguely aware. Yeah. She wrote a really interesting article recently.
But it's just the fact of, like, she tried to come to the UK, and then ever since, like, in the UK consciousness, she's been gone. Like, I know she's still big in Australia and you know, America and Canada and whatnot, but in the UK, there's no talk of her because she's not allowed to come here. And this is the thing here. So she published this tweet that I saw, and she says in here, in response to an independent article, saying London is to host the world's first ever Muslim Pride Festival. Good God. She says, "It is my eternal punishment to always be too early to trends. Please try to imagine getting arrested and denied entry to a country for something that would become an entire London parade 4 years later." Really posting my L's here. Yeah. Yeah. And this is real, in case you're wondering.
And just to be clear, the sign there that says Allah is gay, that was exactly what she had, word for word, wasn't it?
Yeah. You remember the reason she is banned is because she held up flyers that said Allah is gay. And yet people are now going to be marching around with Allah is gay in London. So I guess we legalized her criminal activity. But if we go to the next one here, you can see this is real. This isn't a meme. Like, there's a real thing, and you can see Pink News here celebrating it. The UK's first ever Muslim LGBT plus Pride Festival is finally happening. Finally, as if this was always destined to happen. And I would have suggested the opposite after reading the Quran, but all right. So they're saying here, Muslim Pride will bring together those who face homophobic, transphobic, and Islamophobic abuse for being themselves.
It's just the stupidest sentence in the world. So if you can find a gay trans Muslim, this is like one of the most oppressed people in the progressive stack, isn't it? So this is someone who really has faced a lot of discrimination, Callum. Be more compassionate.
This march is going to really be the mecca for them, you know. I don't think we have to say anything. I mean, just listen to that sentence.
There's going to be like five people there. Right? Okay. It'll be great.
All five of them in the UK. So the next thing here is the crowdfunder. So because this thing was crowdfunding, because I assume there's, you know, organizational issues or something. I don't know. I don't organize pride parades. I'm sure that's a news.
Loser.
So on the 29th of October 2019, we successfully raised £10,563 with 467 supporters in 42 days. So they got the 10 grand they needed. I don't know what that's been spent on, but all right, whatever. Like, these guys set this up. I don't understand why. But this was, as you can see, they said that they wanted to set this up for 2020, April. COVID, so that didn't happen.
Yep.
So then they delayed it till December, and that didn't happen because of COVID. So if we go to the next one here, this is just their Facebook post. Which, just look at the image. My God.
I think, honestly, I'm looking at that and thinking, how is that not a hate crime?
Imanfest Muslim Pride update. And then it's like a mosque with a LGBT rainbow in the background there. Oh, boy.
Imam. Has anyone asked the Muslims what they think about that?
I don't know. I guess they'll be at the parade when it happens. So, Imam Muslim LGBTQI support. Why do they just add more letters every day? Update. Imam Fest Muslim Pride. Like so many other organizations, Imam has been monitoring the situation with coronavirus with concern. And they mention here, due to the ongoing restrictions in London and the threat to public health, we are taking the precautionary measure of postponing the event again until next year on a date to be confirmed. So they will be hosting it this year, 2021, on a date that is to be confirmed. So I suppose everyone should go and follow Muslim LGBTQI support for that update. Especially Lauren Southern.
I noticed that we are so close to being LGBTQIM. You can join Muslims. You can join the acronym. You can get in there. We can go on. Why not?
Should it not be first? I mean, they're the most oppressed, so surely it should be MLGBTQI.
I don't know, but I can see them just slotting that in there.
Yeah, why not? Why not? So,
there are going to be lots of objections from some people.
But that's the thing. This is what Lauren Southern was banned for. Exactly this. Setting up essentially a Muslim pride parade in which they're like, yeah, Allah is gay. Islam accepts homosexuality.
How dare you besmirch their religion, Lauren?
So if you go back to the next link, so not this video, but the link. So this is a video from hers in which she's talking about why she went down and did what she did. So if you can get that up, that is just, it should be a video of her with an image there in which she's pointing out that you've got Vice and whatnot, who say that they say that Jesus is gay, there's evidence for this, so on and so forth. Is Christianity a homosexual religion? Things like this.
It's weird.
Progressive, like,
yeah,
you know, fetish.
Judaism, Christianity, Islam, they're all basically gay.
Like, they want it to be gay. Why? Because they want gay acceptance? No, because they want to just fetishize being homosexual. I mean, weird people. You'll notice this is a re-upload.
No. The Abrahamic religions are famously permissive of homosexuality.
Yeah.
Don't even know why we're having this conversation. Why'd you bring it up?
So she's a Christian. She was like, right, I think this is really funny. So I'm going to do the opposite and just see if people are tolerant of it. So she went down to Luton, a wonderful neighborhood, and decided to hold out flyers that just said, Allah is gay. That, like you saw in the original poster, the thing that is going to be happening in London this year. So if we then go to the video, and we'll play the video of just what happened with that.
So we're just here, Luke, to challenge these far-right misconceptions that Islam is homophobic. I hope you enjoy
it. I'm offended that people think that Allah is not for gay people as well, that Allah is not for trans people as well.
That's not
Allah is a gay God.
That's not what you're saying on there, is it?
I'm taking offense to what people are saying to me here.
It constitutes a public order offense, okay, and I cannot allow you to display these out here. Okay, people are coming up to us and telling us it is offensive, and we're potentially going to have a situation on our hands, okay, where people are going to start becoming injured, okay.
People are going to get injured.
Because people are taking offense to what you're saying. I'm asking you to take them down. If you don't, okay, then you'll be arrested for a public order offense.
I'll be arrested?
Yes, you will.
If
you need to surrender them to me, and you cannot hand them out, and you cannot distribute them to anybody.
I have to surrender offense to this. Fine for you to say Jesus is gay.
Excuse me, how you can say that God is gay?
Sir, please don't swear.
The God is create everything. He's not gay.
Wow, that Englishman at the back's right. I don't know why he's talking. Sorry, go on.
As you point out, the very is homophobic police there, and vice versa being like, no. Get back in the closet, you gay Muslims. None of this.
These Muslims are deeply homophobic, and you're not allowed to say that. Sorry, we're going to protect them.
But like, they have no information of Lauren Southern and her people there. Like, they could all be homosexual Muslims who have converted. Just shut up. No. We don't have that here in Britain. The one group of people are
none of our Muslims are gay. Thank you very much.
But you can hear there as well. The police they say that people are going to get injured if you continue to hand out these flyers. It sounds like a threat.
It just sounds like we're being held to ransom, doesn't it? Oh, God.
Well, like the implication there, if you read it literally, is just no one's been injured. Please turn up. You're going to get injured, mate. Okay, policeman. Wait, what are you planning on doing?
It's either a damning indictment of the police or the Muslim community. I mean, you know, you tell me.
But just the police again being homophobic. Like, we don't take you sorts around here. Heck.
Well, and then the police are defending the sort of sensibilities of deeply devout Muslims here as well.
The homophobia.
Yeah, the entrenched homophobia of Islam. The police are like, well, listen, you can't go that far because, I mean, someone might get injured.
That's the state of Britain. Christian homophobia, that's bad. Secular homophobia, Islamic homophobia, that's sacred. Come on.
Like, that's kosher.
Allahu Akbar. And then at this people pointing out in the chat, the guy turning to the Englishman, as you say at the back there, and saying, "We're sorting it." Sorting it.
Sorry, are you you're on his team, are you? You're his defender, this very oppressed man.
I mean, anyone but the brain dead can see that's exactly what took place there. Police turned up and defended the virtues of Islam against these disgusting homosexual Muslims.
Of Islam. That's the thing.
That's that. And in case you're wondering where this comes from, in case, I don't know, you've never read the Quran, if the leftist is watching. So this is a hadith, so these are the sayings of the Prophet. And you can see here, whoever you find doing the action of the people of Lut, the people who are Sodom and Gomorrah, so in the Quran it's Lut, kill the one who does it and kill the one to who it's being done.
That's very progressive.
Very, very, very down the road of thinking there, so there's no way for misinterpretation. But if we just go to the article in which the BBC did the knowledge about them being banned, you can see here why three anti-Islam activists were refused entry to the UK.
Maybe again, they're pro-gay rights?
Anti-Islam activists. I mean, like, ignoring the fact that they're also pro-gay rights, just the anti-Islam part here, is that a crime?
In Scotland, it is.
In England?
Maybe. Seems that way.
That's it. That's just being anti-Islam. That's a crime in and of itself.
Is Luton a part of England? Seems to have its own laws, to be honest. Seems to have its own Sharia laws, as it were.
It's got its own police to enforce it. Yeah. Anyway, so they say in here, in a statement about the activists, a Home Office spokesman said, "Border Force has the power to refuse entry to an individual if it is considered that his or her presence," very home transphobic there, "is in the UK is not conductive to the public good." So it was not in the public good for Lawrence Southern to come here
and have a gay Muslim pride parade.
But if gay Muslims want to do it, that's A-OK, because I'm a conservative, I guess. So Lawrence says that she was questioned under Section 7 of the Terrorism Act 2002 on her political views and her opinion on right-wing terrorism. Anti, in case you're wondering. I mean, I don't know what you expected from that.
I love when they're trying to portray as if she's pro-terrorism. Like, what? What?
She tells BBC Trending that she was refused entries on the ground that her involvement in, quote, "the distribution of racist material in Luton." If you can scroll down there, you can see the image they present. Allah is gay. Allah is trans. Those are the leaflets. That's the racist material. According to the Home Office, that material there is racist. So what happens to the gay Muslims who are doing their pride parade this year?
Well, those racists. I hope Sadiq Khan's going to come down on them with the full force of the Quran, to be honest.
It's not just the Home Office who has this opinion, of course. So the BBC decided to go to a charlatan. They went to Nick Lawles, chief executive of anti-racism campaign group Hope Not Hate. Yeah, who says that there has been a shift in the UK government's considering of what is a threat. He says that during the last 2 or 3 years, the government has taken a very strong position against hardline neo-Nazis, extreme Holocaust deniers, banning many who've attempted to enter the UK. What's new about banning Generation Identity activists such as Martin Selner and Brittany Pettibone, and their increasingly alt-right friend Lauren Southern, I mean, just bad faith entirely here, is that the government has signalled that it's going to go after softer targets on the hard right. Softer.
What soft targets exist on the hard right?
How does that even make any sense?
Don't know.
Soft, hard. It's nonsensical in and of itself. He's just accepting that if you are critical of Islam in this case, or, you know, promoting Islam, I guess, depending on how you're looking at it, then, you know, if you're not on the hard right, but you're on the right, that means you're essentially a soft part of the hard right.
Right, okay.
Amazing thinking. I mean, big brain moment from there. Again, in case people are wondering, to end here, he says, these are people who have a huge reach on social media and they are peddlers of online hate.
Yeah.
Saying Allah is gay. Allah is gay. That's online hate. And it's also racist, according to the Home Office.
It's also stunning and brave and very progressive.
They're just like, what's going to happen to these marches?
I tell you, I know what's going to happen. There's going to be a large police presence protecting them from the potential violence that could happen in the same way that the policeman's like, look, someone could get hurt.
But just stand up to racism on one side, you know, the mm-hmm. Trotskyist organization, and then these gay Muslims on another, and they're chanting like, down with your hate. It's just, anyway. So in case you're wondering, Hope Not head of research, we've talked about this before, if you can go to the next link, he's a Communist Party member. He's openly accepted that he's a Communist Party member on his Facebook page. So there's no reason to take this group seriously. They have also, it's just absurd that they get quoted by the state broadcaster, the BBC, and the Home Office in their reports, where it's like, on extremism. You want their opinion on extremism. They're run by a communist, mate. I don't know.
Yeah, they are the extremists.
Yeah, so the next letter here, I just want to go to Brittany Pettibone's letter. So this letter she received, so she was taken, I think it was Heathrow or something, Luton Airport, in which she was detained and then questioned. and they gave her a letter in there, and it's full of spelling mistakes for some weird reason. Like the person who had written it, you know, half asleep.
Wow. To be honest, Callum, it's probably written by someone whose first language wasn't English. You should really sympathise with this, to be honest.
The people of Luton. You have asked for leave to enter the United Kingdom as a visitor for 5 day. I've read that right. But as you stated in your interview, I have reasons to believe that you are seeking admission to the United Kingdom to interview Lord Voldemort,
yeah,
a far-right leader whose materials and speeches incite racial hatred.
Well,
something British Voldemort has never been tried for.
Yeah, I mean, that's a crime.
They're alleging he's committed a crime there that he's never been tried for. Never mind convicted.
Okay.
So, I mean, just open lies from the Home Office here. And also terrible spelling. It really does look like they found these guys were coming here to do political activism that the Home Office disagrees with. And then they decided, right, we need to ban them. What can we do? Well, the Brittany Pettibone and Martin Zellner are foreigners, so you can just get rid of them pretty easily because they're, what are they, Austrian or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Southern's Canadian, so it's a bit more difficult. So they detained her under the Terrorism Act. So if we go to the next one. This is just her being thrown out in Calais. These tweets have been destroyed, or at least when you click on them, they don't turn up, so I've had to use the archive versions. So you can see here, if you can scroll down, you can see that she was detained under the Terrorism Act and questioned. And then just some French guy after a while led her out and was like, au revoir, get lost. They just left her in Calais. She was like, great, it's cool. So she said that she got detained under the Section 7 of the Terrorism Act 2000, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
And when she was in the interview suddenly ended abruptly. So some people came in and were like, right, we're done, get out, no more of this interview. It's like, right, if you thought I was a terrorist, why are you suddenly done?
Well, like, you know.
Has the terrorist pop been foiled or something? So she says, presumably, it's because one of the people in Calais called up her father to let her know that her daughter had been arrested in Calais.
For Islamic terrorism.
For a terrorism offence. But her father, being the smart cookie he is, recorded the conversation. And I remember seeing this. I couldn't find it for this podcast, but I remember seeing the audio of him talking to the official in Calais. And the official in Calais said, don't worry, we don't suspect her of being a terrorist. You've just broken the law then.
Then why are you doing this?
If you want to detain someone under the Terrorism Act, you have to have reasonable suspicion that they are a terrorist in the act of carrying out a terrorist plot, so on and so forth. If you don't have that, you broke the law.
Hmm.
In which case, her detention was illegal. It's simple as. I don't know why Lauren hasn't sued. She really should, presumably because it would cost a huge amount of money. And for what? To get back to the UK. But don't worry. It's been legal. It's been perfectly legal now. Because let's go to the next link, which is just, as I mentioned, the LGBT parade. These peddlers of hate, these racist people who carry out signs saying Allah is gay. Don't worry, Lauren. It's all legal now. You can come back.
So this is the reason that she should sue, really, isn't it? Because then she can come back and actually take part in the gay Muslim LGBT parade.
In my opinion, she need not even sue. Just buy a plane ticket and arrive in Luton Airport or wherever, you know, Heathrow.
Just claim you've come from Iraq.
And when they ask, why are you here? You know you're banned. You're like, well, I'm attending the gay pride parade in London. I've brought my signs, Allah is gay, other people have got them there. What's the problem? Because if they say to you, no, you can't come in because that's racist, what happens to the parade? What is the parade then? By definition, what could it be other than racist?
Oh, God, I'm absolutely loving these signs as well. Can we scroll down a little bit, John?
Grinder date is halal.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, I'm not a Muslim, but I know that your Grinder date is definitionally haram. And love is not haram. Disagree with that from a Muslim perspective, from the Quranic Orthodox perspective. Love it.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really make sense. I mean, it's like the Queers for Palestine thing.
Yeah.
Headquarters in Israel, of course.
I just love it. My Grindr date is halal. Not according to Muhammad.
One of the best things as well, I forgot to mention, in the letter that Lawrence Southern received, in there, because they detail, and it was all just as terribly written, they said that by your own admission, you distributed racist materials. But she was like, I never admitted that. Also, they're not racist. It's Allah is gay. Like, if you're gay and Muslim, that's okay. That was the whole point of it, to show that that's an absurd statement in the Quranic context.
Yeah.
But if you want to accept progressive orthodoxy, this is what you end up with, which is a Muslim gay pride parade.
But this is the point, isn't it? This just goes to show exactly how the progressives work. It doesn't matter what the truth of the issue is. What matters is they have ascribed a narrative. By your own admission, you have admitted that you're a terrorist and you're... What was the
that you
racist
have distributed
materials?
Racist materials.
Yeah, and she's just like, well, no, I didn't admit that. It's like, it doesn't matter, terrorist, get out. Like, none of this matters.
But I'm not a terrorist. Yeah, but we think you're a terrorist. But when we call your dad, we say we don't think you're a terrorist. So.
Yeah, so it just goes to show you just how unbelievably sort of corrupt and unaccountable this is.
Yeah,
I hate it.
She's not the only person to be banned either. Before we started, I mentioned there's go look at the list of banned people to the UK. And you'll see on there, like, there's a whole bunch of people, and you'll see there'll be like people for convictions in the United States, glorifying terrorism, calling for violence, and then criticism of Islam. Like, that'll be the reason. It'll be like Robert Spencer. Why is he banned? Criticizes Islam. Right. Okay. Then how do we not have blasphemy laws in the UK?
He's not in favor of jihad.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absurd. I mean, Geert Wilders being the highest profile person who was banned for being critical of Islam for entering the UK. Thankfully, he did that did an appeal to that, and he got overturned on appeal. It's like, this is a member of parliament, and you're saying because he criticizes Islam, he can't come to the UK? Are you nuts?
But I just don't understand why we have to protect the sanctity of Islam. What is it about Islam that makes it as I understand it, a doctrine, you know, a political persuasion, a religious identity?
It's not even state ideology yet.
It's not even state ideology. Why is it above criticism? I just don't understand. Yeah. But it seems to come to that what that police officer said. It's like, well, somebody's going to get hurt.
Are you going to do it?
No, but you know who's going to do it. And you know what the consequence is. And so they're just thinking, well, look, if we have, like, you know, this predictable community here, you know, we don't want anyone getting Samuel Pate, do we? So maybe Islam isn't gay and you should shut up, you terrorist.
But anyway, Lauren, if you're looking for a holiday after COVID's over, gay pride parade. Come on down. Let's see what happens. Let's move on. So
they'll refuse her at the border, though.
It'll be totally worth it. I mean, what's a plane ticket? Like, I don't know, a few $100 or something?
Well, grand or something.
From Canada?
Probably, yeah.
Ah, she'd probably get a cheaper one.
Well, maybe now.
Anyway, but if she goes for it, it'd still be worth it. I mean, she saw a video. She's like, yep, still banned. Why? They're still able to say Allah's gay in London, but not me.
Very interesting. Anyway.
Let's move on to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, so Joe Rogan, this is a small thing, really. It's not really a very big deal, but I want to talk about it just because there's no winning. And Joe Rogan is right about wokeness and woke culture. And so on his podcast the other day, he was having a conversation with some comedian, and he said this, and I don't think this is in any way controversial. I think this is a logical inevitability, and you'll hear this directly from the mouths of progressives. He says, it keeps going further and further down the line. If you get to the point where you capitulate, where you agree to all these demands, he's talking about woke culture, obviously, it'll eventually get to straight white men are not allowed to talk. Yeah? I mean, they've been saying this for years. We don't want to hear from straight white men. We want to hear from marginalized voices, the oppressed. They just say this straight up and outright. So this is a controversial opinion from Joe Rogan saying what they say. And the reason is their reason. Because it's your privilege to express yourself when other people of color have been silenced about history. Yeah.
He just proved his point like that, didn't you? Like, him saying things doesn't matter because he's got a privileged position.
And they argue, well, you know, people of color have been oppressed throughout history by the white man, and therefore this is the axis of justification they have for revenge. But he says it will be, you're not allowed to go outside because there are so many people in prison for so many years. I'm not joking. It really will get there. It's that crazy. So Joe Rogan has basically arrived at the Sargonian position on wokeness. And he says, we just got to be nice to each other, man. There's a lot of people that are taking advantage of this weirdness in our culture. And then that becomes their thing. Their thing is calling out the people for their privilege, calling out people for their position. You know, it's effing crazy times. How's he wrong? What's he saying there that's not accurate? Like, I mean, Twitter is a hive of what are essentially now professional woke activists that spend their time cancelling people. And they're open about cancelling people. This is completely based on racial and gender and innate lines, and this is not in any way shocking. And yet this was trending on Twitter all, you know, this morning and last night, because Joe Rogan has said something that we resemble and we hate it. But the thing is, this is definitely true. I mean, if we go to the next one, Mark Drakeford in Wales was sat there mulling over the male curfew. It's like, oh, should we have this male curfew? Well, that's what they're considering. Like, that's genuinely their thoughts, because they genuinely see men as being this eternal, historic oppressor, white men particularly, this eternal, historic oppressor of everyone.
in all times and all places.
In all times and all places. Like, you know, I mean, I honestly think they are bigging up white men a bit too much.
Making them sound like gods.
Yeah, exactly. They're not that impressive, to be honest. I know I'm one of them, you know. They're just not that great.
Just lads, all right?
Yeah, well, just you know, just applying the standards.
But also, you said about, like, it's hives of people on Twitter. I think we should be a bit more... bigging them up, let's say, because I mean they are the strength and force behind the Labour Party and also a large sway of the Democratic Party these days. I mean, two huge parties that control politics in the West.
But they also can the woke ideology basically controls the entertainment industry, it controls media, it controls academia, it controls woke corporations, which propagandize people, and now we've got woke military, where Joe Biden was making the military fight climate change.
Or the RAF here, saying that you must learn 12 new pronouns and use them correctly at all times.
So, woke ideology is being proselytized everywhere, and it is going to sit there and go, well, okay, so men are the problem, so, I mean, men shouldn't talk. And there are so many examples where people will literally be told they're not allowed to speak in this space because this is a safe space for whatever, and therefore we are literally going to prioritize, you know, marginalized voices. So even if a white man has something relevant to say, he's not allowed to say it because he's white.
He doesn't have
the lived experience.
Might have a PhD.
Yeah, sure.
But doesn't matter.
What good's that? But this is basically the attitude. And so you get, like, stuff like this. This is just an old example where it's a Netflix comedy show where, like, you know, straight white men are cancelled. Ha ha ha. Okay. How about we have white women? Can we cancel them? That'd be funny, actually. See, I'm already laughing. can I use it on my wife?
Specifically her.
Yeah, specifically like, we'll start her. With you. Her, Samantha Bee, and then we'll carry on. But this is the point, right? It's not just like this sort of stuff. This, the idea that sort of like, you know, straight white men won't be represented anywhere, which is what Joe Rogan is essentially saying, is already happening. I mean, look at, like, what's the latest one? The next one is Black Captain America. So why not?
Well, the Black Anne Boleyn, for example.
Yeah, Black Anne Boleyn, Black Captain America.
I'm looking
this.
Forward to the white George Floyd movie.
Yeah, yeah. Can we go to the next one, John? So just we can see it. There's this guy. And if you scroll down a bit, I think they have a picture of him as Captain America. It's like, there we go. Yep.
Yep. All right.
Okay. That's the new Captain America. I mean, I don't care. Why not?
Like, you can tell, because it's not about the fact that they, you know, it's a story thing or anything like that. It's just, why did you want him black? Because of diversity.
Yeah. Why is Anne Boleyn black? Because diversity. Why is this person black? Diversity. Is that okay?
Do you see people complaining about the Friends again yesterday?
Oh, yeah. There were no black people on Friends, and therefore Friends is haram. Amazing. It's amazing. And stunning and brave.
Did you know there are white people in England? Therefore, England's bad. I mean, that's essentially the argument.
Well, not in Luton.
Till Lauren something comes there again.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Luton. Yeah, Lauren, I'm sorry. The one white person left in Luton, please leave.
So says the British police.
the British police of vice and virtue are here to defend the honour of Islam. But anyway, so the thing is, though, there was no big kickback against this, and there were progressive articles essentially asking, well, where are the racists? Why aren't they bothered about this? It's like, dude. This is the most old hat thing in the world. You know, you blackwashing things so you can wear a skin suit of something someone else has done and be like, haha, this is mine now. Take it.
Like the all-female Ghostbusters as well.
Yeah, all-female.
It's not just race.
No, it's not just race. It's anything that's not authentic. That's the thing. It's like, you know, we have an identity, we have a category. We want to literally just pull your trappings on, wear them as a skin suit. See, applaud me. It's like, well, what's there to applaud? It's gross. It's macabre. It's like wearing a face, someone else's face. It's like something Hannibal Lecter would do. You know, it's got the same sort of moral intonations as a serial killer. You know, it's disgusting. Like,
no, I just see the chat being like, let's remake Rorke's Drift, and it's like white Zulus and black Britishmen.
Why not? David Lammy there. Get back, savages. You know, like,
no, the other guy, you got like these skinny white guys, you'd be like, God, you know, I'd pay to see that. That'd be good.
I'd pay to see that. That'd be good quality entertainment. That's the point, though, isn't it? You know, it would be a question of authenticity, and it would be totally inauthentic. But no, all of this inauthenticity is good for Hollywood, I'm sure, which is why all of their things going down the pan. But anyway, so let's just have a quick look at the Twitter reaction, I guess. Joe Rogan really thinks that straight white men are fighting for their right to continue to be allowed to speak. He's that insecure about people in other demographics finally getting a shot at an equal voice. What an effing loser. I mean, I think if you can call Joe Rogan a lot of things, but a loser isn't really one of them. I mean, he just got paid $100 million.
Where's your 100 mil?
Yeah, where's your 100 million Palmer report? You know, like, you know, anyway, it's not about an equal voice, is it? It's about literally deliberately erasing people because of the color of their skin. The next one is Jay Railing. I don't know who that is. Joe Rogan says if the woke mob wins, straight white men won't be allowed to talk. Yes. Straight white men, victims since Czech's history book, absolutely never. Okay. But Joe is speaking about future events. Why do you need to check history?
But also,
what good would that do with you?
Like, so. Also historically wrong here. I mean, this is one of the things with American leftists. They've never been outside of America.
Yeah.
So, like, take the Cornwall situation, like the North African slave traders coming up to Cornwall, stealing Cornishmen and turning them into slaves.
Cornish men. Cornish women.
Cornish women, men.
Yes. And I love the way, as if no one from Eastern Europe has ever been the victim of, say, someone of darker complexion. Because that was what they were thinking about when the Ottomans were literally stealing Christian children and turning them into soldiers.
Or North Korea, actually.
Or North Korea.
As I've mentioned, there was people who intermarried during the Korean War, mm-hmm. and then their marriages were annulled, and they got sent back.
Yeah, but we're specifically talking about, like, Europeans here. So when have Europeans ever been the victim?
It was Polish and Romanian.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, okay. But yeah, so, I mean, the Ottomans literally stole children and turned them into child slave soldiers for hundreds of years. Straight white men never been victims, according to some prick who's never left the United States. But even then, you know, a lot of white men have died for noble causes. Are they victims of anything? And the real problem with this is it implies that any rights that you have are in fact predicated on your victimhood. I don't agree that you have to be a victim of something to have a right. But anyway, next one is guys like Joe Rogan not being allowed to talk. Sounds like a win for humanity in general. Well, thank you, John Pavlovitz. You got 1,600 likes for that. That must have been the highlight of your day. 1,700. It's just clocked up. You're a really popular guy on Twitter, Mr. Pavlovitz. The next one is, I don't know, Joe Rogan being forced to shut up seems like a feature and not a bug. Okay, I agree. I completely agree. You agree that white men need to shut up for the sake of diversity.
It's a feature of wokeness.
It's a feature of wokeness. I love it when you just mask off. Be like, yeah, we hate white men. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. You know, and then the next one, this is Ellie in New York City.
This is that nut job, isn't it?
I don't know. Can you scroll over her bio a sec?
It's a him. You know,
is it him? Is it?
It was like he lived in his house as a black man, and he was like, it was my own Wakanda.
Oh, it's that guy. Yes, right. It's that guy. Yeah, yeah. So, so lunatic, basically.
Full on lunatic.
Full on lunatic. Verified lunatic. Can Joe Rogan point to one day in American history where straight white men shut the F up? Why would they need to? If you start the clock in 1787, they've had roughly 85,500 opportunities to give it a rest for a day and never once let the goddamn earth spin without offering an opinion. You know what's weird is that outside of America, most people, just generally, including straight white men, just didn't have free speech. They just didn't have it. So they had to shut the F up whenever the people in charge, the aristocrats, the tyrants, would tell them to. And America is pretty much the only place on earth that has had a consistent tradition of free speech. Like, seriously, it's such an unbelievable privilege that nothing Ellie can say on Twitter will get them sent to jail and in trouble with the authorities. And it's all because of straight white men. Yeah. And it's just like, God, I wish straight women would just shut up. It's like, the reason you don't have to shut up is because of straight white men.
Like, it's not true here that we have those rights.
No, and we will talk about that, in fact, in the next segment, which we may as well kind of roll into in a second. But, I mean, like, it's just embarrassing watching them. Like, They don't seem to understand that all of the power structures are in their favor, right? You can't point to a power structure that doesn't support Ellie here. Like, you can't point to a power structure that hasn't genuflected towards Black Lives Matter or you know, the rainbow flag or the black flag of Labour or whatever it is. You know, you can't point to a power structure that doesn't.
Man, we need to turn that to merch. Is that copyrighted? It can't be copyrighted.
I don't want them to put us on a terrorist watch list.
No, I just think I want one for myself, like a black flag of Labour. I just got to start taking it to leftist protests and be like, what's wrong? What are they going to say?
I really want to know, actually. I really want to know what they're
going to... Good content, wouldn't it?
It would be very good content. Do you support the black flag of Labour?
For people who don't
there
know,
is only one God, and Jeremy Corbyn is his prophet.
People who don't know what we're talking about, there was a report into the Labour Party which was causing they were trying to distract from the anti-Semitism by accusing themselves of Islamophobia. Pro gamer move there. And on the back on the last page, they just had like the symbol of Labour, like the rose, and then the symbol of the Islamic religion, which, you know, the crescent moon, with a black background. So it just became known as the black flag of Labour.
I mean, it looked like something ISIS would have created. It really did.
Like, literally, Islamo leftism in an image.
Yeah, Macron must have just woken up in sweats in the middle of the night. But yeah, so, and this kind of rolls into this next segment, which I guess is the question, must women have vaginas? And one student in Scotland says yes, and therefore she got in trouble. She's going to get kicked out of a university, probably. As you can see, as the Times reporting on this, student investigated for saying women must have vaginas.
Investigated?
What kind of investigation is that going to be? I mean, it's like, so she's given an opinion, right, we're going to investigate your opinion. Okay, well, we found that you hold this opinion. Or is it going to be like, ladies, lift your skirts and we're going to check? Like, you know, oh God, one of these women has got a penis. Like what's the investigation? Like, what is there to investigate?
Turn around and be like, well, fair enough then, women don't all have vaginas. Right?
Yeah, I guess so, you know. It's like
the lad with the penis is like, thanks, Gov.
Well, it's like the all swans are white conundrum, and then they discover a black swan, and they're like, Christ, I guess they're not. But anyway, so this is...
just the thing, though. Like, it's not investigated. They're not investigating because they want to know what, you know, some special message is behind that opinion.
Yeah.
No, they want to persecute us. A student persecuted for saying women must have vaginas.
Yes, that's exactly it. So disciplinary action is being taken against Lisa Kao, I think I'm pronouncing that right, 29, over offensive, quote-unquote, and discriminatory, quote-unquote, comments she made during lectures at Abertay University in Dundee. I mean, the idea that comments could be non-discriminatory is really interesting because that commits you purely to universal statements. This apple is orange. That's a discriminatory statement.
I mean, heck, even I want peace is a discriminatory statement.
Yeah, against war.
What on earth does a universal language even look like then?
Don't know, but it probably comes behind the black flag of Labour. I mean, but that's the point. What does it look like? You know, how do you have something that includes everything in every statement? So if you're not free to discriminate against two different concepts, then, I mean, you're not free, are you? But anyway, a law student said that this law student said that women have vaginas and are not as physically strong as men. And so she's being investigated by a university. The university is just like, how dare you?
Women are not as strong as men.
Yeah.
True.
And they have vaginas.
Like, why do we have separate Olympics then? Simple as. I mean, there's not even a debate on this. The women must have vaginas.
It's just totally uncontroversial. In any other realm than the university or a Labour conference or...
The British Police Force.
The British Police Force. Or, you know... A company.
Conservative Party women, maybe?
Or the military. or everywhere that wokeness has taken over. The mature student was reported by younger classmates, and then this is interesting, after she said that women were born with female genitals and that the difference of physical strength in men versus women is a fact. Complaints prompted a formal investigation into her conduct. What conduct?
What happened here? So she said this to a group of... Yeah. Idiots. And these idiots were like, hoof, hoof, I'm very upset, and stormed off to the principal's office and like, did you know she said this? And then the principal had to listen to them and take them seriously.
Principal's like, I'll get right on that. You know, but this thing. So but like,
well, he starts waving it around on the desk, being like, no, they don't. Yeah. I'm a woman.
But what conduct? You know, like, she had an opinion. The students are obviously brainwashed communists. Why is the university siding with them? But she's obviously worried that this is going to end her dream of being a human rights lawyer. And what's surprising is that Joanna Cherry QC, the SNP for Edinburgh South West, has actually taken on her case and is arguing in her corner. So we are seeing the SNP, the TERFs, start to take a side. And they're going to split off from the intersectionals, and they're going to be like, well, hang on a second. So the SNP, the first Scottish Civil War, when Scotland finally gets its independence, God willing, Allah willing, sorry, is... sorry, I didn't mean to misgender the divinity of Scotland.
I hate our country.
No, yeah. But the point is, the first Scottish Civil War post-independence is going to be over the question of, do women have vaginas? The two factions of the SNP are drawing the lines already.
It'd just be the English, the Welsh, and the Irish all looking on board, being like, what the
No, the Welsh are going to be fully on board with this.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're going to call in Welsh reinforcements from Mark Drakeford's Welsh Assembly.
Where were the Irish be on this?
All the Celts are going woke. All of them. It's embarrassing. Because wokeness appeals to their sense of innate victimhood. They're like, oh, well, we've been oppressed by the English for 1,000 years. Yeah, well, we've got oppression points too. Oh, well, then I guess we're with you. If you want. You know, good luck. You know, I'd rather be the oppressor.
Anyway. I want on a shirt.
So, anyway, she was astonished to receive an email accusing her of transphobic and offensive comments during the seminars on gender, feminism, and the law. I thought it was a joke. There was no way the university would pursue me for utilising my legal right to freedom of speech. Oh, Lisa, I've got some news for you. You don't have a legal right to free speech. That's an American thing.
But also, the thing there, the law, what did you say? It was the law section on gender, feminism within the law.
Yeah,
I mean that's the module she's doing or whatever. I mean that's the problem. I mean that's fundamentally the problem there. Why are universities offering modules that are essentially just ideological indoctrination? You would not accept this of any other ideology.
No, it's ridiculous. But she just to say we're on Lisa Coe's side 100% here because she's totally based. She was accused of saying women were the weaker sex. Based, and classmates were man-hating feminists. Also based. Also when one suggested that all men were rapists and posed a danger to women. Based in Sargon pill, that's all I'm saying, you know.
What a stupid statement.
Student, communist student, all men are rapists and pose a danger to women. You're this woman, idiot. Yeah, this woman, shut up, you man-hating feminist.
Wait, was she in the room with other men as well?
I don't know.
Like,
I guess...
I want to meet one of these radical feminists, like all men are rapists. Well, like, you stood around three rapists, how do you feel?
If we can
like, why are you not running?
If we can call back to Joe Rogan, I bet the men were just sat there quietly going, this is just nothing to do with me. I'm saying nothing. I've got nothing to say because anything I say will be wrong.
Oh, man. I'm trying to, I might have this wrong, but my ex-girlfriend was telling me once because she did law and she took a stupid module for a laugh, thinking it would be an easy A. Mm-hmm. She got the A, but it was she just found it really funny. Like, it was so nonsensical. She was like, these guys are all idiots. And there were a bunch of girls in the class who were like radical feminists, truly bought into it.
Yeah.
And she said there was her and one boy in the module, and the boy was just like, I want to die. Like, just, every day I come in and just get abused for being a man.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, the saying that these women are man-hating feminists, women.
Like, men are all rapists. I mean, I look forward to them saying Muslims are all terrorists next week.
Well, I mean, I look forward to the Pride Parade where they say Muslims are all gay. I didn't deny saying these things. I told the university exactly why I did so. I love the fact she's standing by this, by the way. When she's like, look, you're a bunch of man-hating feminists and women have vaginas. Yeah, I did say these things. Because they're true. I didn't intend to be offensive, but I did take part in a debate and outline my sincerely held views. I was abused and called names by the other students who told me I was a, quote, typical white cis girl. Imagine that being said in a Scottish accent. Can you do a Scottish accent?
No.
No, neither can I. But it, that okay. being said in a sort of Aberdeen accent or something. And then, I wish I could do a Scottish accent, goddammit. But just, you sat in a classroom, you're talking about this thing, it's like, oh, typical Scottish, like, white cis girl. It's like, oh, shut up, Hamza Yusuf. Just, what are you doing here? You know, like, you've got to be able to freely exchange your opinion, otherwise it's not a debate. Well, welcome to the club, Lisa. Keo says she was muted by her lecturer in a video seminar when she raised concerns about trans women taking part in mixed martial arts bouts. I made the point that women had testosterone, this particular woman had testosterone in her body for 32 years, and as such would be genetically stronger than your average woman. So she was muted. Teacher's like, oh, that's enough of that.
Just naked, not even like we're going to have a meeting or something. No, just silenced.
Yeah, we can't have you saying that sort of thing because that's obviously and demonstrably true.
And I've got no argument against it, or I wouldn't have to mute you.
Exactly. Otherwise, I would correct you. But that is the correct statement, and it's also blasphemy. I wasn't being mean, transphobic, or offensive. I was stating a biological fact. I've previously worked as a mechanic, and when I was in the workshop, there were some heavy things that I couldn't lift, but my male colleagues could.
I'm laughing because it just sort of sounds like she was trying to open jars or something.
Well, no, it's going to be like, you know, yeah, big bits of metal or whatever. But like,
in my mind, she's just walking in with jam jars.
But the thing is, she's 29, right? So she's older than the other sort of, you know, 18, 19-year-old students. And what this looks like to me is life experience versus student politics. It's like they've just never been in a workshop where they've had to try and do something and then the man's just come along and picked it up and done it.
But the little red book says we're all equal.
Exactly. Exactly. The official progressive Sharia, which is in fact what we're going to talk about in a second, decrees, and as they say, the university's definition of misconduct includes using offensive language or discriminating against gender reassignment. But how did she do that? She, of course, didn't do this. Punishment, of course, can include expulsion. The university is run under progressive Sharia. That's how, what was the name of the university? I've forgotten what it's called. Abate University in Dundee.
Don't send your kids there.
Don't send your kids there. Not that you were going to. But of course, she's worried that this is going to ruin her chances to be a lawyer. And yeah, it's probably going to. Yeah, they're probably going to try and ruin you because you had an opinion that was offensive. What I find amusing about this is that this is essentially like a regular person who's coming face to face with all of this wokeism, all of these genetic dead ends. Just like, how dare you? Now watch me go and chop off my bits and get them turned into a neo vagina. I'm a woman, you know. So God.
And you can never question it.
You're not allowed to question.
That's the thing. Like, if you want to believe something strange, go for it. But if you want to turn around and be like, you have to believe it. Yeah. No, that's.
But you're not even allowed to criticize it. But anyway, so moving on to the second portion of this, which is where I become an MRA and be like, right, so now it affects women. We're going to do something about it. Baroness Faulkner of Margravine has called for a crackdown on this kind of abuse against women because it's putting people in fear of exercising their right to freedom of speech. Again, Baroness, we don't have freedom of speech. You'd need to repeal Section 127 for that to happen. But this is the point that really annoyed me. The 66-year-old peer said that women in particular must have the right to question transgender identity without being abused, stigmatized, or risk losing their job. And it was not unreasonable to say the men who identify as women are not biological females. I mean, yeah, okay. I agree that it's not unreasonable to say that men who identify as women are not biological females, but why do women in particular need this right? Why can't everyone have that right? Why is that not just something everyone can do? No, women in particular. Why? Because even when arguing against intersectional identity politics, we're still going to promote our own identity politics. I hate it. I hate it. Equal rights demands that women deserve special, in particular, consideration. Someone who can believe that people who self-identify as a different sex are not the... Right. I'm going to try and get this sentence out, right? But this is a really difficult sentence to pass. Someone can believe that people who self-identify as a different sex are not the different sex that they self-identify. It's like progressive calculus.
People can believe in reality. That's what that sentence was. Like, I can believe you're a man. I'm allowed to do that, right?
People can believe that people who self-identify as a different sex are not the different sex that they self-identify. So if you identify as a woman, I can believe that you are not a woman. It's a really long-winded way of saying it.
That is literally the segment from 1984, though, where he's like, as long as you're allowed to believe that 2 plus 2 equals 4, or else follows.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, yes, we should be able to believe things that are true. That's what a revelation.
She even adds to this, a lot of people would find this to be an entirely reasonable belief. Yeah, I bet they would. I bet they would.
I mean, everyone but the party, yes.
It is, of course, literally enough to get you sanctioned by the university and potentially hit with a hate crime, though. So... But she's also concerned about anonymous social media abuse. So this is now folding into the sort of Jess Phillips view of social media. And we'll use the Equalities and Human Rights Commission to investigate what further steps tech giants could take to identify internet trolls. So she's going to dox anonymous internet users for screeching at TERFs that they're bad people and that trans women are women.
This isn't a solution.
It's not the solution. I think it's great. Let's do it.
Like, yeah, okay, the law is the law, and if we're going to do this stupid game, sure, it should apply to everyone.
Yeah,
what a terrible solution.
No, this is fantastic, right? Because it will literally, all of the intersectional trolls will get doxxed online by the government, right?
Who are you going to sue?
For screeching at women that their penises are just as feminine as their vaginas. This is where this is all led. This is brilliant. I love watching just the roiling, just cauldron of gunk that progressivism has created.
Sorry, it's just like the Conservatives could just foster a sense of free speech in this country, pass legislation, and get rid of Tony Blair's legislation.
Oh,
instead, they're like, no, we'll just dox all of the man-hating feminists. So.
No. We'll dox all the intersectional feminists. Yeah, man-hating to protect the man-hating feminists. I love it. Watch them go. It's like, you know, you put a scorpion and a spider in a tub and then watch them fight. It's like, I don't care who wins.
Well, I'd rather be free.
Sure, I mean, I'd rather just put the boot down on both of them, but what are you going to do? These companies cannot get by under the wing of free speech, she told the Times. Weren't you just arguing that people were being put in fear of exercising their right to freedom of speech? And now you're like...
I'm sorry, reread that. You see that there at the bottom?
Student faces axe over vagina claim.
What a sentence.
Well, that is the Daily Mail summary of this, yes?
She claims she has a vagina and therefore is a woman. Don't think so.
Well, she claims women have vaginas. But this is the point, right? So Baroness is like, well, hang on a second. People are afraid of exercising their freedom of speech. But these companies can't get away with this because of their freedom of speech. It's like, yeah, so you're not really in favour of freedom of speech, of course. It's not free speech defence to be anonymous. We really want to change that commission. Oh, God. You know, but I mean, we don't have free speech, so I don't even know what you're talking about it. So this is anonymous left-wing trolls that they're going after. It's like, oh, really? I can't believe that this has finally come out. I mean, when it was like the anonymous right-wing trolls, they were like, oh, you know, dox them, abuse them, ban them, blah, blah, blah. And lo and behold, the noose of censorship has grown so tight, it's arrived at the anonymous left-wing trolls, which is why you should probably sign the petition that we have been promoting to abolish Section 127 of the Communications Act of 2003. It's not going to prevent the government from doxing you. Didn't think they'd come that far, to be honest, but it will, hopefully, if the government gets... I mean, what we want is for this to be 100,000 signatures, so the government is forced to have a debate in Parliament over whether it's right to criminalise people for things they put on the internet. And, so we want to keep getting that up, so keep signing it, keep sharing it, get it around. We're still waiting for a government response, which was what we get out of 10,000, and that's not good enough. 26 days.
Nothing yet. I bet they're sweating bullets. It's like, wait, where are we having to defend that we should criminalise being offensive? Because I bet no one in the you know, Boris Johnson government really believes in this. So that's why I want to see them debate it. Because it's like, no, there's no way you could defend this.
No, it's got to go, just like everything else Tony Blair has done. So, link in the show notes. Go and sign the petition. Share it around. We at least can push them in the right direction if we can't force them to do anything else.
And if nothing else, I want to see that offense. Come on. Come on, defend this.
I want to hear it. I want to hear why.
Because that's the thing as well. Like, we can go down this route of now criminalizing the intersectional types, or we could just go back to being free. We could just go back to being a free country. I don't know why that's so much to ask.
No, we're moving into the new progressive era of doxing the government, doxing people on the internet to protect TERFs from being offended.
It's really hard to be patriotic these days.
I know. Honestly, that's why I'm kind of like, you know what? Let's just toss it all up in the air and see what lands.
Although I do like that. I don't know if you saw it. We had a second clip from Labour the other day up. It's on the second channel, Lotus Eaters, not Lotus Eaters podcast, in case you're wondering if you want to go share it. But it's the segment, and there's a clip in there which, what is it, Dawn Butler says, she's speaking to Labour conference. She says, our values, such as diversity and inclusion, are under threat. And it's like, right, that's all you've got, isn't it? Like, there's no individual liberty. There's no, like, you know, free speech. None of these values exist for them at all. It's just diversity and inclusion.
Good.
That's it. Anyway, let's go to the video comments, so let's start.
Hey, good morning, Lotus Eaters. My name is Joe Rittenhouse. I'm a big fan. Tomorrow, Tuesday, May 18th, is primary election day here in my state of Pennsylvania, and I'm actually on the ballot. I'm running for my local school board. The current board pushed this book that pushed me over the edge. It said that 50% of America was white supremacist. So I decided to get some skin in the game, and you guys are keeping me sane while doing it. So, hey, check out our website, heartformithacton.org, if you'd like to support us. And if you're in our area, please come out and vote. Thank you.
Great. Well, vote Joe Rittenhouse, obviously.
Yeah.
He's sensible because he watches our podcast.
Any relation to Carl out of interest?
Kyle.
Kyle, sorry. Let's go to the next one.
So I've seen someone doing impressions, and I thought that I'd give it a go for Jen Serbacki. I know that President Biden has issued a statement earlier this week, but I just want to walk that back as one of his close personal handlers. I want to assure you that everything he said was absolutely not true and not pre-approved. What's that? The crisis at the border? Oh, we're just going to have to circle back on that.
I love how we're becoming like a drama school. Yeah. like the impressions are really good. That's the thing. Oh, speaking of which, here we go.
Bread is used as the body of Christ in communion. Thus, it is a thick concept within Christianity. Though we realize that man does not live off of bread alone. We also have standards. Unlike the communists, Christianity is the cultural basis for Western civilization. Thus, I'm a proponent of alt-dadism. Bread and standards.
It's getting far too close to communism, in my opinion.
Bread and standards.
No, this is the problem with Christianity. It's anti-keto.
I feel like the accent's sort of getting away from the original as well.
Yeah, it's not actually that thick, no. Ian Smith's accent.
It's of some standards.
It's not as bad as it's, you're
it's
making
standards, but
you're
I'm just
it very South African. Yeah. But
from Rhodesia. Thought we called it Zimbabwe these days. Oh, do we? Sorry, there's just so many.
Hello, Lotus Eaters. So last Saturday I was building a project, and about halfway through I was like, why don't I time lapse this? So I got my laptop and my webcam, set it up, and went to record. This, what you can see, is about 2 of the 8 hours I worked on this thing. And by the end of it, I'll have included pictures so you can see what the end result was. And I think Callum in particular will appreciate what I built here.
It's an orc axe.
I've always wondered, like, what things in 40K could you make in real life? Mm. Like, you know, the power arm, you can't really make that. It's going to be way too heavy and all the rest of it. Like, what could you make and then have it? Because I see all that there was an orc gun in Colombia that you posted.
Yeah.
So it's some, like, I assume...
It's a shooter.
Yeah. Like, someone had actually made a shooter.
Lots of DACA in it.
Like, it's just this humongous gun that shot, like, 50 cals or something, but it was just didn't look normal at all.
I just love the fact that this chap's living his best life, to be honest.
Beers and orcs. Yeah. Wholesome stuff. I like wholesome posts.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go for the next one.
Hey, Carl. Really been enjoying the history podcast that you and Bo have been making. Also, now that you're back, I'm hoping you can do something to get your house in order, because the amount of keto bashing that took place while you were gone was just unacceptable. I'm happy to report that since April 1st, I have actually lost 24 pounds. So I am a convert, a believer, and I think something needs to be done about the heretics.
I agree. And I like the way that this message was delivered. But thank you to the folks in the audience who dobbed in, my staff. I think that that needs to be done. And if you ever catch them eating bread, let me know.
Dobbed in. We did it live on air.
I wasn't watching.
And I'll do it again, damn it. Let's go for the next one.
Hi, guys. So I'm going to be doing a live stream on Saturday, 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time to 9 a.m. Mountain Standard. It's going to be a blast. I'm going to be playing a bunch of fun decks if you're interested in coming by. And then as for the Jihad, I'll get back to that when Carl's back to doing daily vids. So, yeah.
Alrighty.
There you go.
Mountain Standard, is that a thing?
I don't know.
God, that sounds really funny. I can look that up, Mountain Standard Time. Because it just sounds like a meme, like something the orcs... Oh, God, it is real. It's like something the orcs would make. God, yeah, it's like time for the mountain bit of America. So, All right, sorry, just never heard of that. Let's go to the next one.
Hi, guys. First of all, thanks, Josh, for the compliment on my poster. We have always been and will always be a Beatles house. What's your favourite of them? Or what's your favourite song of this, rather? Also, my question is, have you ever heard any of you guys of a German historian, philosopher, etc., called Oswald Spengler? He has a book called The Decline of the West. I think you should read it. It's very interesting. I'll give a quick summary of the main points. He basically predicted Caesarism as of roughly the year 2000, with the central government bringing in a load of power to itself. He also just basically predicted the decline of the West, as in the cultural decline of the West, as well as like economic and military power around the world. He thought that you could look at like the sculptures of late Rome and see that they're basically just copies of earlier ones from like Hellenistic Greece and stuff like that. So it's a very interesting, it's a very interesting read. It's massive though. Like the audiobook that I've got is 55 hours, so, and it's split in two parts. So yeah, I would recommend it, but it's long.
Raises a really good point about the the indicator of decline of civilization being the rehashing of that which has come before. This is another reason why the progressive skin suit in Hollywood is gross. I mean, what has Hollywood made in the last, say, 10 years that's been good? You know, what have they actually made that's been really worthwhile? Because otherwise it's just like, oh, we've got a remake of this or a sequel to that. Or now we have like Black Captain America. It's, oh, brilliant. You know, it's just the same.
There's
junk.
No innovation.
Exactly. There's no innovation. There's nothing. Nothing is bursting forth and, like, you know, sprouting up. Here's a new idea that's come out. You know, so we're trapped in the previous paradigm and it's just kind of decaying. And so now it's like inferior copies of copies of copies of, you know, the brilliant originals. And so, yeah, no, I mean, that's a great point. But the thing is, I think that ultimately the problem is that the entire decline of Western civilization can be pinned on the Beatles. So.
So this guy Oswald Spengler, I'd never heard of him before.
I've heard the name.
His Wikipedia entry. So his most famous work, The Decline of the West. No, he died before the Nazis came to power, but when they were around, he was critical of them. And I just love how he is. What it writes here is his view is that essentially the West declines after the First World War, and how in line that is with Peter Hitchens, because entirely Peter Hitchens' stock rhetoric about why we are as we are. It was like right up into the First World War, and the First World War broke us, particularly in Britain. And then the Second World War and so forth is just the railroad you're stuck on now. There's no getting off Mr. Bones' wild ride.
And now we're criminalizing and persecuting people for saying that women have vaginas. Definitely not an indication of a dying civilization.
God, I actually hate this country sometimes.
I was just saying, the Conservatives, Boris, you should just be coming out on a daily basis and just being like, boys have peepees, girls have poofs. And just come out of 10 Downing Street and just say something like that. Yeah,
just tweet, boys have peepees.
Not even tweet. No. Call a press conference, right? Call a press conference. Get all of the journos to come along. Like, excuse me, chaps, I've got something important to say. You know, men have beards, women don't. Thank you, good day. And then just wander off. And just, you know, just you should be doing things like this on a daily basis. Because, A, this would be Trumpian tactics, right? As in, you're busy doing something productive that you don't really want the communists criticizing. And so you just dangle the keys in front of them that is, you know, some sort of transgender faux pas or whatever it is. You know, Allah is gay. Thank you, everyone. You know, going back in, right? And then you can get your, you know, actual good work done of repealing Tony Blair's reforms, which is what you need to do. Anyway.
Did you see what they tweeted the other day, the party?
Oh, God.
I'm going to send this to John to put on screen.
Was it progressive?
Yeah, you know, we were literally mocking this thing because I think it was Liverpool Football Club had posted it, and it looks ridiculous. Like, you can't even tell what the heck they're talking about. And I was like, oh, come on, there's no way this is widespread. It was like a big thing, and the Conservatives even posted it. Just look at this. Britain is proudly liberal force for global LGBT equality. We want to go further, so our special envoy for LGBT rights, who cares, will chair the UK's Safe to Be Me, a global equality conference in June 2022. Hashtag IDAHOBIT.
What the hell does that stand for?
Who even knows? Ida Hobbit. Ida Hobbit. And then just a huge banner with love is love.
Queering of Tolkien, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what are we?
Just love is love over and over again is the image.
I love the little gay conservative oak tree.
Yeah, the conservative tree has turned with the gay flag as well.
Love is love. That's right. I'm a conservative.
God, they just don't think.
Love is love is a paedophile slogan. Like, there's literally a slogan that validates paedophilia. Like, why are you tweeting that? Why the hell are you tweeting that? Britain is a proudly liberal force for global communism. Why? Why are you a proudly liberal force for communism?
You can't be a liberal force for equality. Doesn't make sense. You can be a liberal force for freedom. You can't be a liberal force for equality.
Yep.
So simple. I mean, it's the most simple stuff
they
get wrong.
LGBT equality is just you saying communism.
But that's just, I want to skim over that point you raised as well. Like the maps, mutually attracted persons, pedos.
Minor attracted persons.
Yeah, basically pedos, they just make up terms for themselves. Yeah. They will chant love is love. It's like, yeah, but it's love between a boy and a man. No, you're a pedo. Get in the wood chipper. And then you can see the Conservative Party check mark posting this.
And then I just love this. We have new special envoy for LGBT rights. Okay, well, what's an LGBT right? What's a right? What define it.
Like, how can an LGBT person have a right that everyone else doesn't?
Exactly. How do they have special rights that I don't have? You know, why is that the case? You know, why are you doing any of this? And it's not like the people on Twitter are like, oh, thank God the Conservatives are finally being progressive. I bet all of those quote tweets are like, shut up, you far-right bigots. You're the Nazi party. That's what they call you.
Hashtag Ida Hobbit. God, it's just such a meme.
Just don't tweet. That's all you need to think about. Conservatives. Just...
Well, no, I do like that because remember during the campaign, like the lo-fi Boris wave that they came out with.
Sure.
Like, I like their memes, but this is not good. This is cringe. You know, we were thinking about making cringe coin.
This is leftist propaganda. Why are you producing this?
Me and Hugo were joking about making cringe coin. So a new digital currency you give people as cringe. So like when they post cringe, you send them cringe coin.
Yeah.
It'll be worthless, obviously, but that's the whole point. It's like...
Well, I don't know, man. There's a lot of cringe around. I mean. Yeah.
But then you get like, you know, how long until Anissa Sarkeesian's claiming that she can't send too much cringe coin and this is bullying and therefore we need to ban cringe coin?
The global cringe economy is pretty booming at the moment, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's an idea for someone who knows about cryptocurrencies.
White Hot Peppers, hey dude, says our Muslim LGBT plus meeting has been moved to the roof.
Just like the gays for Palestine. They're also meeting on the roof.
Adam Clayton says, if Lauren can't return to the UK after there are many signs up at the latest Pride Parade that were the same ones as she got banned for, it might be time to bully the Tories again. Also, Lauren is now an Australian, so an obligatory Aussie, 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 oi, 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 few poms. Yeah. That's basically, so what we're saying is the Australians are the British orcs.
That fits.
Yeah, okay.
Bunch of criminals.
Us.
WTF, I love the Aussies now.
Dylan Tuck says, Muslim LGBT pride parade. I assume the route takes them near the Jewish bacon factory and the vegan cattle farms before ending at the keto sugar-coated bread festival. Yeah, that is comment of the day, man. That is so good. I don't know how they square the circle. I really don't. And we're never going to get to find out because that would be a hate crime.
You know what's irritating? They'll probably do it in the usual protest area, so around Westminster.
Yep.
They shouldn't. Pride. Muslim pride. Go to Tower Hamlets. Host it in Tower Hamlets. That's where I want to see it.
We don't do that here. Muslim LGBT pride parade. What? Yes, exactly. Since being gay is haram, but they allow trans, will it not just be an Islamic tea rally?
Certain Muslim countries allow tea.
Yeah, you saw the signs, you know, his grinder date is halal. Will the Impaler says, the rainbow flag is a dog whistle to the cultural Marxist. That's correct. That's exactly right, which is why the Conservatives shouldn't be using it under any circumstances. And if Conservatives, right, this is a quick thought, right? If you're ever tempted to use a rainbow in anything, right, what you do is you quote from the Bible and say, this is a sign of the covenant between God and the Israelites. And see how that goes down. The Muslims can get on board with that. You know, that's in the Quran too. So, you know.
That's also the thing. Like, the rainbow hasn't always been a homosexual symbol.
No.
It's become
one. Hasn't always? There's only become a homosexual symbol in the last, like, 20 years.
No. When the first rainbow was made on Earth.
But that's the point. You can use the rainbow in the right context, but just not when you're dog whistling to leftists. Anyway, it represents, among other things, sexual depravity, the mutilation of children. Whoa, calm down. God damn it. It should be removed and banned from all public sector buildings, uniforms, and correspondence. Well, that's true. It should be condemned in the same way as the swastika or the hammer and sickle. I actually don't think you'll be able to persuade people that the rainbow is that bad. But I agree that it is dog whistling and that they shouldn't use it. Mark Horn, Jesus was gay. He was constantly running around with a group of dudes exclaiming, Amen. It's a terrible dad joke. That's a terrible dad joke. And anyway, I don't want to get into
Have you seen the Turkish paintings of of men in Turkey. I'm going to show you that afterwards.
Why would I have done?
Right, yeah. Well, it's just when people are arguing, like, how was homosexuality in the Muslim world? Well, let's look at the Turks.
Callum, why do you have a hard drive with 5 gigs of Turkish paintings of Turkish men?
No, you just get posted on Twitter sometimes.
Like... Oh, do you? You just find it on the internet, do you? Okay. Don't worry, you can join the Conservatives, Callum. They've got your flag ready.
Oh, boy. If I was gay, I'd hate it. I'd absolutely hate it. Like, you walk into the room and they're like, yes, we're for gays. It's like, okay, buddy. Like, I just came here.
I'm not on Grindr at the moment, am I?
that's all you are to them. You're just a person who uses Grindr.
You're just a hole, aren't you?
Yeah, that's essentially the view of the LGBT, the alphabet people. Yeah.
George says, the only reason the UK denied entry to Lauren Southern is because they are transphobic and can't handle the man she is. That's true. Henry Ashman.
I should probably mention, I made a petition at the time with the petitions website, and I sent them an email being like, hey, I want to make this petition about Lauren Southern, and I called her a he in it because she is recognized as a man in Canada. So I was like, he was denied entry to the UK. Sent it off to them. They weren't having it. They sent it back and were like, no, we're not using these pronouns. And I've got a long list of the emails. I need to release them at some point. I need to go find them. I mean, it's just like the petitions committee is like, we're not accepting calling this person a he. Ooh. Because essentially they were upset they were being shown up for being the transphobes that they are.
So. Henry says, well, the Pride Parade is in London, the woke Hunger Games style capital district. Yeah, I put good money on the organisers not having the minerals to organise the same thing in Luton, Bradford, Batley or other similar areas. What Lauren did was wrong. That's what Lauren did wrong, sorry. Yeah, of course not. They're going to be going through the most progressive areas of London because it would be too dangerous to do otherwise. Samuel Kennedy says, guys, you aren't using the right Quran. You're supposed to be using the pink Quran, led by our Khalifa Janakishan. Can we get that link up, John? There's a link in the comment. I can't get it up because it's on my thing. Dan says, nothing sums up the complete un-Englishness of the way Lauren Southern was treated, as well as being dumped on the continent and being told au revoir. Yeah, I mean, there are so many more people that we should be dumping in France and telling au revoir. That I just, you know, why Lauren Southern? the new sect in Islam, Pink Islam.
You know, that $10 million for Pakistani gender programs is already paying off.
Yeah. Get what you deserve, don't you? You should never have come here. This is what we're going to do to you. This is like, you don't understand.
Mohammed, if you migrate to the West, you're not allowed to come back. You're ruined here.
Like, you don't understand. Like, you thought you were getting something good. It's like, no, it was a trap. They want to do this to you.
The long game the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, no, I agree. There are so many more people we need to dump in France and tell au revoir. Omar says, there's something highly disturbing about a police officer. Before we go on, right, about this. At least, this looks kind of turfy. Right? It looks, you know, woman. I'm half expecting a kind of Posey Parker sticker to be on the other side of this. Out human female. So, ah! You know, the progressives like vampires with garlic spring back.
What is that? What is that? So, Josh just clicked on this person's profile. So, the background profile picture is like the caliphate mapped out, but all in pink. So, it covers all the way from Spain to, you know, Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And then the name, Khalifa of the Pink Islamic State, Muslim symbol, woman symbol, mosque.
You know, I think the most impressive thing about this is that she's wearing a hijab to preserve her modesty, and then she's got her boobs out.
This has got to be a troll account, surely.
It's amazing.
But it's at the same time, like, if you presented this as real, like, what are they going to say?
Just nice cleavage. Cover your hair, whore.
I mean, the progressives.
I know.
Oh, wait, what'd be the difference?
I know, but yeah, I assume this is a troll. But anyway, Omar says, there's something highly disturbing about a police officer telling you to stop what you're doing because he might have to do his job. Not much point in having rights if the people protect them. Size your rights end when someone else gets offended enough to break the law. That's a really great point, and I'm disappointed we missed that. That's exactly right. You know,
stop.
Yeah. Right. Okay. But still, and this is clearly a troll account, right? Anyway, Mark Horn says, "Oh man, the male curfew. You can just imagine men all over the country sitting around like, man, I really want to rape and murder some chick, but it's 16:20, and society won't let me." Gustav says, "Yes,
rapists. I mean, they proudly follow the law."
Yes, well known for following the rules. Man, that's the thing of the Palestinians, like riding around London, screaming like, "We're going to rape the daughters of the Israelis and stuff. And I was watching that thinking, wow, that's really bad optics. But I was like, well, I don't even know what their end goal is. Maybe that's not bad optics.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I was going to call it a dog whistle, but that seems a bit like I'm underplaying it there, doesn't it? It's not so much a dog whistle as it might be like literally what their plan is.
Well, they're just advertising we're going to commit these crimes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. They've been apprehended, in case you're wondering.
Well,
the guys who were chanting, they've been arrested and charged.
Sure, but those police will be charged with Islamophobia shortly. Okay. But this is the point. I think it's bad optics. But it's like, but then if I put myself in their position, maybe that's exactly what they're going for.
Like, that's the optics they want.
Yeah. Hi, we're rapists. Death to Israel. I mean, the Israelis are probably like, thank God.
I mean, there's Hamas's position shortly, so... Yeah, I mean, it's like listening to the progressives when they're just openly racist towards you. It's like, yep. It's not bad optics for you, is it? That's your
stop
optics.
Being a racist, you disgusting white man. Huh. Gustav says, yes, white men are the eternal oppressors who have to phone their wives to ask if it's okay to go to the bar. Not anymore, because you're not married.
So that's not a woman.
Yeah, also that's not a woman, yeah. Archibald says, must women have vagina? I have 10 years of medicine, 2 years of practice in gynecology obstetrics.
All worthless now.
A master in anatomy, and I can expertly say no. You can probably live without and even procreate with invasive IVF C-section. Menstruation will cause, I can't pronounce these things, hemato something or other with massive pain and possible infections unless you are under contraceptives that stop cycles. You do need a functioning reproductive and hormonal system, and that needs a nice XX chromosomes, though. It's honestly the first time I've asked myself that question. I think I just solved rape, adultery, and involuntary pregnancy. Let's stitch all the girls' vaginas like a type 3 female mutilation, African style, such progressivism.
That's right, I'm a conservative.
On the plus side, that's not true. That's right, I vote for the SNP. Joseph says, all women must have vaginas. I love the way it's like, do women have vaginas? Well, no, some of them have had accidents. You know. But all women must have vaginas, although vaginas are not the exclusive measure of a woman. Although I think we need to reclaim the aspiration of being a lady or a gentleman. The amount of people that are still a little more than savages is a little gross. Well, I mean, I agree with you. Hammurabi says, Carl believes that men should be the breadwinners. Carl believes also that bread is immoral. Ergo, Carl believes men should be immoral hedonists. Checkmate. He's right. Yeah, he's right.
He's got you there.
He's right. Men should be out hunting meat on the savannas, as was traditional.
Should be the meat getters.
Yes, the meat getters, yes. No, but that's, you've got me, Hammurabi. That's a completely correct syllogism.
Caught in 4K right there.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, no more winning of bread. Abolition of bread, that's what we need to do. We've got through the comments and we've still got like 15 minutes to go. What?
Did you miss them?
Well, they haven't come up on mine.
Yeah, let's go. Where are we going?
Well, they just...
Apparently Carl skipped the page. Yeah. Which page? Tell me the number.
Yeah, which page?
Yeah, I need the page number though. Like 7, 8.
Well, page. Look, you can see on my one, there's only 2 comments there.
Well, I'll read them then, don't worry.
Go on, then you read.
Page 12, right? So, caffeinated century gnome. Turfs be like, how dare you? This is gender appropriation. True. Heathcliff Flowen. Remember the woman who said all men are rapists is a law student. Future legal practitioner thinks that all men are intrinsically guilty.
That's a great point. I didn't even think of that.
I didn't think of that at all. That's a...
God.
That's why I noted as well. It's like, it's the module. It's every law student in this country will... I don't think it's mandatory yet, but you will have the option to take one of these stupid bloody modules that will just teach you to be a rabid leftist. That's all it does. Yeah. That's in every UK university. Yeah. Great. Great. Why is that not banned? I mean, Kenny. banning this stuff from the publicly funded institutions, you know, the intersectional nonsense. Well, here's another place for you to go. Every law degree, have someone from the Equality Department look over them and say, look, if your university is teaching people these obnoxious, nonsensical views, then you're not getting public money. It's that simple. We wouldn't accept this if you were teaching open fascism or anything like this, in which case we should not accept it for race and gender socialism. So
I just I just refreshed this and I've got some more comments.
Hannibal?
No.
Do you want to read or you read?
I'll read, sorry. The Black Captain America is comic book accurate. Well, I don't know. I don't read like comic books, do I? And the Black Captain America thing was just the latest thing that passed by on my timeline. You know, like, we'll use the Anne Boleyn then, if that's better. Yeah. You know, it's just, yeah.
Although, have you seen the posters for the George Floyd movie where the character is white?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson is Martin Luther King.
It's so good. But someone's got to do it. Like, if yeah. not the Zulu one, if you've got the money out there, if someone's listening who works in Hollywood and wants to make something really funny, I mean, that's the thing to make. Take a movie like Zulu or whatever and just redo one of the scenes so it's white guys and black guys in the complete opposite direction.
Make sure the Zulus are like Californian soy boys as well.
Yeah, they've got to be really skinny.
Yeah, the like, try really guys skinny. From BuzzFeed and stuff like that. So really low tea.
And then the black guys, make them all British as well if you can.
Yeah.
Because that would be even funnier. Like British accents, not American black guys. Get the British black guys in. That would be so good to watch.
I'd say a lot of the stuff that I think would be really funny. Anyway, Dylan says, the scriptwriter for Black Superman is the same dude who wrote the Red Skull as Jordan Peterson comic. Oh, right. Well, I mean, you know that's going to be pretty woke then, don't you? The Imam of Dibley.
That's a great name.
Honestly, I was thinking, you know, when was the last time you saw Zulu?
Oh, God. Probably History Bus review of it.
Sure, but you've seen it. Yeah. And, you know, when they're singing Men of Harlech, it's going to be like Men of Harlem, right? So don't worry. The Imam of Dibley says,
What are the white Zulus going to be chanting about?
Pronouns. The problem...
So all the black Britons in this alternative movie are all going to be really based, and all the white soy boy Zulus are going to be basically just like Hollywood's.
Well, I know which side I'm on. Yeah. The problem with race swapping for virtue's sake is that these characters are identifiable more Black Captain America, Black Spider-Man, Black Roland Deschain, Black Anne Boleyn, rather than their actions and personality. Yes, that's exactly right. That's why it's a skin suit. I mean, they're literally just, here's the face of the thing, but none of the essentials. And the essentials being the reason we cared about them in the first place. Mm. You know, the things they did. The things they were.
If you've explained this properly, because I don't think you did it fully here. Mm-hmm. Like, you've explained to me before, but essentially it's like, if you had a wife, and then, you know, say your wife is Ghostbusters, right?
Don't ruin it. I'll do it anyway.
Oh, you're saving
it. I'm saving this argument to be deployed at an appropriate time.
Fair enough.
But, don't worry, it'll be good. Joseph says, WAG is the only universal statement. Yep.
It means the same thing to everyone.
I sent you a meme earlier. Crusading is just WAG for humans. Changed my mind. Yeah. Cracking. Remember the woman... Oh, yeah, no, I read the one. You read the one. The Silicon Valley mentality seems to be taking over UK IT groups now. Everyone I work with is woke, environmentally extreme, vegan leftist with a god complex, as they are the NHS heroes. Do you think there are any ways to counteract this?
Imagine calling yourself an NHS hero.
The thing I hate about it is the fact that it's compulsory. Like, the government's state-mandated healthcare, and now it's like, yeah, now you're heroes, and now everyone has to genuflect to you, and, oh, clap for the NHS, clap for, fuck the NHS. And the thing is, I don't even dislike the idea. I think the NHS is a good idea. You know, yeah, sure, I don't want to be an American-style system where people go bankrupt over healthcare. That sounds horrible. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with us having an entitlement, a privilege that we grant to ourselves because we're a first-world country. But it's not a human right, and you're not fucking heroes. I hate it. Hate it.
I mean, I get as well. It's this whole... I really hate the debate in the UK where it's like, it's either the NHS or America. Like, no other country exists in healthcare as well.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
Yep. But no, there are no ways to counteract this. I would probably take, like, the Michael Malice route and just try and encourage it. Just try and drop things in to make it worse and intensify it.
You know? Or essentially bring them up to fail.
Yeah. So eventually you'll have, like, the NHS civil war between those people who believe that women have vaginas and those people who think they don't. Adam Farrah says, it just struck me that if women don't need vaginas to be women, then gender-affirming surgery is only furthering the cis-normative binary segregation. Totally should ban it for the benefit of gender-critical future. It's not gender-affirming, it's gender-enforcing surgery. And there's a sort of tweet that's been going around that I posted on my Facebook the other day, which is like, well, hang on, isn't transgender surgery, if there's no innate manliness or womanliness of the body parts themselves, then transgender surgery is itself transphobic. And it's like, yeah. And then the next comment is like, that's not a reach. That makes sense. It's like, that does make sense because it's not a reach, because it is actually, if you believe those axioms, then that is what you draw from it. And to think otherwise is a presupposition that lays in patriarchal essentialist thought. And if you're not one of those people, then you have to agree that transgender surgery is transphobic. Gotcha. I have to correct you, Carl. The Irish are nowhere near as woke as the English yet. We don't have a large enough non-white community to pressure us into it, nor can we be guilted into it because they can't accuse us of historical oppression.
Yeah, they
will.
Come on, you know, remember that? What was it? The new Irish campaign?
Yep.
In which they were claiming that Ireland needs to take more refugees because of our historical oppression. It was like, makes no sense, obviously, but makes no sense in England either. And yet they'll still use it.
Class is still the primary source of any social division in Ireland, not race or religion. Yeah, but just wait. Just wait, it's going. The dominoes are already tumbling. Dung, 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 dung. You're going to get there in the end. We know, because that's exactly what happened to us. There are universities. Are there universities in the UK that have not been taken over by wokeism? Well, not that I'm aware of. But I mean, those universities wouldn't create a big stink and end up in the news.
The best thing I can think of, if you're asking because you're wondering, you know, which university you might want to go to or something like that, I have to deal with so much nonsense. There was a website. I think there are just articles now listing it, but it was, I think it was spiked.com, Tom something, I can't remember his full name. He made a list of universities based on their free speech rankings.
Oh, yeah.
Red,
yeah.
Amber, and green. Green being no restrictions that are, you know, obviously ridiculous. I don't think any restrictions at all, actually. On the Amber, it was the stuff that's like, oh, we have a university code of no disrespectful language. I was like, that means nothing, so you're just going to persecute me whenever you feel like it. Mm-hmm. And then in the red, where they'd taken active steps of banning speakers, banning students, and obviously like half of the UK universities were red, including Cambridge and Oxford, because they're pathetic. But that exists. I don't know if it's still up, but Google UK university free speech rankings for an answer to that question. I can't help any more than that. So.
James says, the Royal Society, the RSPB, that's for birds? Yeah. Got a complaint about sexist bird posters. Female birds are smaller than male birds. Oh, God. Gays for Allah, it doesn't make sense. It would make more sense if the next number 10 COVID update, John Cleese replaced Chris Whitty and started decreeing COVID rules, that at least then we could confirm our universe at some point diverged into a Monty Python sketch. I mean, it's all... I just love where it's gone. Like, I just love where it's gone. Gays for Palestine.
I'm going to the Gays for Allah Pride parade. It's for nothing else, just to watch. It'll be great.
Well, careful.
Don't worry, I'll take my Quran.
Well, no, I'm not thinking about that. I'm just thinking, you know, trucks of peace or something. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Rob says, how do you get nominated to the group of people who gets to go around and check to make sure all the women have vaginas? Asking for a friend. I don't know. Alex Ogle says, while I could not stand it whenever Joanna Cherry stood up in Parliament, at least she did show tenacity in fighting against Brexit. I hope she can bring that energy to bear in the university in Dundee. Unfortunately, the new legislation brought about by the SNP in Scotland will make it all the more difficult. It astonishes me that progressives don't see the ultimate end of where their ideals go. Infighting, misery, silencing the very people they wanted to help, Maoism. The implication there is that they're opposed to this. This is their dream, is to constantly, forever, be arguing about gender pronouns and the status of a woman's vagina.
It's where politics is just stuck, isn't it?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
When do we actually leave this? Like 2030? 2040?
I don't know. I mean...
At what point?
What percentage of the country have to vote Conservative?
Like, we're already at 45% polling.
Yeah. And what was the if there was an election tomorrow, something like 415 seats or something? That would surely be a record, right? That would surely be an absolute... I mean, why doesn't Boris Johnson call an election? Like, you know, 360 seats is good, but we could do better, you know?
Doesn't want to do a Theresa May. Like, there's no point risking it.
Yeah, but he's not going to. That's the thing. Look at the opposition.
I don't know. That,
Keir Starmer standing there, waist deep, getting chewed on by communists.
But so was Corbyn, and the Conservative Party has a real propensity to F up.
Yeah, but Boris is quite a good campaigner.
Sure, but he'll be managed badly. He'll be people around him who tell him nonsense in the same way they already have been while he's been PM.
All I'm saying is I would like to literally see the Labour Party just ejected from the Parliament by the voters.
Sure,
which is what's happening.
I'm worried about the Conservative Party because I know they'll F it up.
But I love the fact that everyone's natural response, they're looking at the Labour Party and going, right, okay, there's something really weird going on here. I'm just going to vote Conservative. And the Conservative's like, hi, Gay Pride Day. You know, welcome to our LGBT.
Morons.
Love is love.
Like, literally, that's the thing. Like, look at the Labour Party. Why does everyone hate them? And you're like, yeah, we'll copy that. It's so infuriating. It's so angering. It's just like, come on. Like, come on. Literally everyone is telling you that's what's wrong with the Labour Party, demonstrably. And you're like, yeah, yeah, but we'll do that as well. It's like, idiots, get in the ground. Like, you have no idea what you're
doing.
And
the reason that people are going to continue voting for the Conservatives is just because they know it's a grift. They know you don't believe this stuff and you aren't going to work very hard at it. Whereas with the Labour Party, they know that this is the animating principle of the Labour Party now. And they're like, oh God, they're going to do this whether we can stop them or not. You know, and so at least with the Conservatives, they'll be kind of crap at it. Ignacio says, Carl, congratulations on the two Epochs videos. Incredible content. Well, thank you very much. I was wondering if you or Beau know of any book or resource about the Spanish Civil War that is not heavily biased to the left/commie side. As a Spaniard, I cannot get an honest conversation about entire history in the 20th century. I don't, actually. But I saw that Academic Agent did a stream recently about the Spanish Civil War, which is very illuminating because it was from people who weren't Spanish and weren't really interested in either side. So, but definitely not the pro-commie side. But yeah, the communists in the Spanish Civil War have been fetishized beyond all belief and not worth the hassle. But yeah, thank you for the Epochs video. The next one should be quite interesting. I think we're going to be doing the Political Theatre of Alcibiades. So this is in the Peloponnesian War when things are kicking off between Athens and Sparta and how Alcibiades completed a rather impressive political maneuver that was a total bastard maneuver, and it was really effective, and I'm really looking forward to talking about it, but I won't spoil it now. I don't understand why people have the idea that companies and corporations should have rights such as freedom of speech. Good point. All they appear to be doing is using their freedom of speech to actively stifle others' freedom of speech. Good point. I mean, freedom of speech is something that an individual has. It's the property of a person, not a company. Watching the rainbow Ouroboros that is intersectionality really does make me think that the intersection is now a maddening roundabout that you can never get off. It's true. It's just cancer.
Endless spiral.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're out of time, so we're gonna end here. So we will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And if you want more content from us, go over to lotuseats.com and check out there, especially check out the I gotta get his name wrong. Pythias voyage to Britain. Mm. So go and check that out. Sign up to lotuseaters.com to support the website and to keep us in business and going. Yep. But thank you for everyone who has, and also we will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you and goodbye.